Well, that, as you may have guessed, if with a certain puzzlement, is the beginning of a ghost story. And this, though you mightn't guess it, is the ghost. There, with a characteristic shake of his spectral fist, speaks the spirit of Beethoven, a spirit whose unique combination of intellectual toughness and emotional depth has lowered, sometimes menacingly but always inspiringly, over composers as diverse as Wagner, Berlioz, Tippett, Dvorak, who once in his youth rushed out after a performance of the Beethoven Ninth and proclaimed, "I must write music like that," and Brahms, who knew from the beginning that that privilege was Beethoven's alone. Or perhaps not quite from the beginning, because at the beginning he was haunted. So let's renew our acquaintance with the ghost. And now let's get on with the haunting. Let us turn to Brahms's Opus 1. Opening bars of Brahms's first piano sonata.